Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. I want to thank you all for joining this morning, this Monday morning, beginning your day, your week off in the Word of God. So this morning, and someone is praying or singing, have your phone on mute, and I urge you to follow along, saying what, put in the word that you know. Throw out names when someone is praying, someone in need of. And I suggest you do not lay down, do you will fall asleep. So let's all participate today. The more you put in, the more you get out. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to unmute our phones and everybody going to come in and we're going to give God praise and thanks for things you already received or someone else already received that you're grateful for or those prayers that you've already prayed. And we're walking by faith and not by sight. So we pray them for those that we're waiting on. So at this time, everybody come in and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
We
bless your name, God. Glorify your name, God, because you are a great God and great to be praised. This morning, it's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, God, because you're perfect.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for opening every door, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving the answer to our hearts, Lord God, that we should be dashed our foot against the stone, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Alpha and our Omega, Lord God. Thank you for letting us be the head and not the tail.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you this day our daily bread, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for our shepherd. We shall not want, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is your strong power, where the righteous run.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your righteousness, Lord God. Thank you for your righteousness, Lord God. Glory in your faithfulness, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an anointing this morning. Thank you for favor, grace, and mercy, Jesus. Thank you for renewing our anointing, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for new mercies, new grace, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the situation we're on. Thank you for the situation we're on. Favor us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us sisters of men, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Thank you,
Lord God. We are available to you, Lord God. We are available to you. We are available to you. I still want to thank you, Lord. That's the Lord Jesus. I'm available to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. Thank you for making a way, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your path of righteousness, Lord God. Thank you for every still water, Lord God, every green pasture that you laid at the beginning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Sister Mary, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Hudson. Thank you for Sister Marie, Lord God. Sister Obama, Sister Linda, Jesus. Sister Glenda, Lord God. Sister Lucinda, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Wanda, Lord God. Sister Gladys.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah.
Sister Sheila, Lord God.
Lord, yes, my God,
yes,
thank you. Oh, Lord, how we bless you, oh, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for our children, oh, God. Our children are taught.
We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for their family, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God, for all our footsteps, oh, God. Be in the lamp of our feet, Lord God.
Let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that we continue to rise and shine and give you the glory, oh God, because you have given us the victory, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I thank
Father.
You for all the things
thank
you've done
Lord.
For me. I'm aware of, Lord, and those
yes,
that you've
Jesus,
done that I'm
my
not
God,
aware
Lord.
Of.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your leadingness and guidance of this all truth, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
you,
Jesus,
Father.
For your name is great
God,
and greatly to be praised, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Heavenly
Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the mantle, Lord. For this morning, Lord God. Thank you for the mantle of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you for providing our sacrifice, Lord God. Thank you for being a man in the bush, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord, for just helping us
thank
to dream
you,
of you, God. Oh,
Jesus,
yes, that
yes,
thank
you,
God.
You.
Oh, yes,
thank
Lord Jesus.
You.
And Lord, as we draw nigh to you, you, God, you draw nigh to us, God. So, Lord,
Lord,
we thank you for the joy this morning, oh, God.
Thank you,
Lord, Jesus,
for hearing our praises,
Lord
God.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to be here to praise your holy name. Thank you for Denver and Dallas, Lord
God.
And Abraham and David, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You deserve every praise, Lord God. You are so grateful, Lord. You are so faithful, Jesus. And I just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you for Mr. Taylor, Lord God, and his patience for you. I thank you for everything you get my original and their patience, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today for
thank
the patience,
you.
Oh God. In our
yes,
patience, we
Lord.
Possess our soul, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I just thank you, Lord.
God, my God.
For my
yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are true, God.
Oh, God.
Never change,
yes,
God.
Yes,
the same, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
glory, glory to your name, God.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If it wasn't for the Jesus on my side, where would I be? But I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
perfected in us, God.
Just help us to be the best that we can be in you, God. In the name
Anybody else? Anyone? If there's another? Okay. I'll make a joyful noise. Jesus. Jesus, I could write a love song and tell you what I think you want to hear, but it wouldn't be good enough. No. Yeah. I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever going to measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Want to thank you for the grace I knew I didn't have to earn. You love me. You love me. Your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. It would have been easy, but I'm glad you never walked away, because your love runs deep for me, and all I see is beautiful world. And it brings tears to my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be free. For hope, for love, for all the ways you move, yeah, for everything you do. What else can I say but thank you, but thank you. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank everyone for the beautiful song. Okay. And thank everyone for being here today. I want to church on Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Be confident. So that was Psalm chapter 1, verse 6. So we should always be confident. It's easy to doubt and give up on dreams. Doubters are a dime a dozen. You can find negative people, critical people, and discouraged people everywhere. God is looking for people who have a made-up mind, people who are absolutely confident that he will finish what he has started in their life. He's looking for people who believe when the odds are against them, who believe when they can't see a way, when they can't see a way out, who are not moved by the circumstances or by how long it's taken. You may have challenges coming against you now, when you could be worried and discouraged. Be full of hope. When you could be complaining, be thanking God. When people are not being good to you, be good to them. When you don't see anything changing, be confident that God is going to finish where he started. Be talking victory. Be declaring God promises and having a song of praise. You need to get ready. You're about misses that looks impossible about to come to pass. So spend your life being confident, confident, and not doubting God's word. Also, I'm gonna touch on Exodus 33 and 14. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. That's Exodus 33 and 14. So we got to remember, no matter what we're going through, everything will be fine when we walk in the Word. In Exodus 33, Moses was in a difficult situation. God promised that he shall lead the people of Israel into the promised land, and that an angel would go before them and drive out their enemies, but that he would not go with them because the people was a rebellious people. for Moses, with so many adversities ahead of them, to move forward without God's presence was too overwhelming. Moses' prayer was graciously answered in today's scripture. Maybe you're up against some challenges and setbacks. You're wondering how you're going to beat that sickness, how your family is ever going to be restored, or how you'll get the finances you need. God is saying to you what he said to Moses, you don't have to do this in your own strength. I'm going with you all the way. Be at rest. The obstacle may be too big for you, but it's not too big for our God. He's your protector, your deliverer, your way maker, your provider, your healing. Everything will be fine. So we got to remember, everything will be fine no matter what we are going through. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to do a prayer request, praise report, testimony. So if you don't have any of those, you can give your name. If you choose to, just give your name. But if you have a prayer request, testimony, you can do that at this time as you give your name.
Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I am grateful to be here this morning. I'm just grateful that God continues to bless, and many times I stop and I think about all the different things that have happened down through the years, and I think about my mom and dad. I mean, this is a wonderful thing to have parents who prayed for us and to know that we were in dangerous situations, and because of the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so I'm just grateful for those prayers that my parents sent up for me and my siblings. And even now, we as moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers, we continue to pray for those who are a part of our family. And we see God working. You know, sometimes it's not right away, but we know that it will happen. So I'm just grateful for that this morning. And I just want to keep my grandchildren in prayer. I want to keep them covered in prayer. My daughter Jamila, Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, David, and Abraham, that whole family, the Gibson family, for unity in the house. And my Uncle Marvin for the situation with his spot on his lungs. I want to keep that in prayer that God will heal that. And just healing for those who are sick and those who need salvation, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I'm just thankful and grateful to God for who he is and for life this morning and how he woke me up and knowing that he didn't have to do it, but he did. And if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done more than enough. Appreciate God for his love. And we can't even comprehend how deep and his love is for us on any level. We can't even think and go that far beyond how deep his love is for us. And so I just appreciate God for that. I appreciate God for your word and how you brought that out this morning. Sister Marie, I thank God for my family this morning. I thank God for the twins that they are doing good. So I want everyone to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. My granddaughter with the twins, for the marriages, all marriages all over this world, continue to pray for those that, you know, that they continue to have a life of communication, you know, just of communicating with each other. And thank you for the, you know, and asking God to watch over the kids as they go travel over the dangerous highways and byways this morning going to school, that ministering angels go ahead of them, warring angels and guardian angels go forth and protect them right now in the name of Jesus while they're in the school. And I just thank God also for ourselves, Father, for us, that we remember that we have to make sure that we where we need to be in God and strength, that we striving to get to where God wants us to be. Give us clarity of mind and give us a discernment, the discernment while we're in the midst of a storm, and, you know, the direction that we should go in and what God is trying this morning. So I just appreciate that God for that this morning, and how he just woke us up and started us on our way this morning. That's a lot to be thankful for there, and for strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Good morning. Good happy new month,
morning.
Everybody. It is a new month. Happy new month, everybody. And I am just grateful that he has given us another favor to cross over on the other side of the month, which is October. And I'm thankful for his love. I'm thankful for his grace, and for the word and the praises that had gone out, and all the songs. I mean, it looked like they were planned, and every song built on top of each other. And I'm just grateful to be here. And you all have a blessed week. I'm listening in agreement.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Yvonne. I want to pray for Princeton and Gianni and Kimberly. Did they sit down and listen to the teacher and do their work? And I'm listening. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to make sure you could hear me. Okay, I want to ask for prayer for Denver and Dallas as they go to school. I just pray for Denver for his behavior, and I just pray that Dallas focus. I'm praying over my business. I'm praying for new clients, and just God open doors, and I'm praying over the restaurant before it's even open that God gives it favor. And I just thank God that I'm here on Prayer Praise Deliverance Ministries, and I thank everyone here that comes here, and just I thank God to be part of the circle of friends. Amen.
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 Anyone else? Prayer request? Testimony? Just want to give your name? Have words to say?
So this is Sister Gladys again. I want to continue to keep my niece in prayer, Rosa Weiss, W-I-S-E, that lost her son by the police violence. I haven't heard any more about that and what's going on. She just shut down, and she doesn't want to have anything to do, you know, with family members. So she just shut down. So this prayer for her, prayer for my nephew that has been transported to Orlando, Florida, that he find housing when he get out of when they release him from the jail, and he have a place to stay, and he work on that while he's in there in, you know, in the Orlando correctional facility, that he, when he gets out, he'll have a place to go to and stay, because he can't stay around schools and stuff like that because of the act that was done many, many, many years ago that followed him in the natural eye everywhere he goes in these times. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for James Williams for restoring him back after he got out of prison. He didn't want anything to do. He just shut down with God or anybody or me. So I just appreciate God, hallelujah, for all that he's doing, all that he's about to do right now. So I'm going to trust this process no matter what, hallelujah. And I thank God that, you know, he's already doing these things, hallelujah, for the ones that want to come and return back to him, because God is such a great God that he doesn't press anybody to do anything, hallelujah. We have to come willingly to him because he wants forced us to do it. So I just appreciate God for that. So continue prayer for all of our families that are going through things as this and other things too, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Any other? Father God.
Apostle Horsley.
Okay.
Yes, I want to pray for the Darby family. Long time I know them. They are Bishop Darby and his wife, Pastor Darby. They have a tragic death there. They great grandchildren got burnt up in a fire on the Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, Sunday morning. Just got a call yesterday. Please keep them in prayer. We've been friends and known them over well over 50 years. And that'd be my prayer request. And keep my grandchildren in prayer. They're still with us. That they'll be able to get, be able to find a place for them to go, and their father come carry them back home now. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry about the noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening in agreement.
Good morning, Teresa.
And Apostle Horsley, do you mind saying that first person's name? Because for some reason my phone just went silent, and I didn't get it.
Yes, it's Corrine Darby. The Darby? His name is Sandy Darby, and I think they met with us when we had the meeting at Pastor Scholastica House a few years ago.
Right, right.
The Darbys. Okay, yeah, that's
okay.
Their family. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you this morning for being here with us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, I just want to pray, Lord, that you watch over each and every one of us and our family members, Lord, as we travel to and from each and every day, even those that have been here that's not here today, Lord, those that have been here all during the past years, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that feel in the natural, Heavenly Father, move them to the supernatural. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Mm. Heavenly Father. Father, praying for healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that stressed out, Lord, turning around. Those with anxiety turning around, Heavenly Father. Oh, whatever any of us may be in need of, Almighty God, meet each and every last one of our needs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and our hearts desire our goals, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, praying for those that's on the street, Heavenly Father. Oh, that's homeless, Lord, lead them to a place, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Praying for those that have backslid, Lord, that they be hear a word, that they be back in your hands, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, those that may be confused, Lord, turn them around, Lord. Mm. Lord, we pray for those that's always praying for people that haven't prayed for themselves, that may be in need of anything, Lord. Meet those needs, Heavenly Father, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, just open the doors for those that doors have been shut to them, Heavenly Father. Open the doors, Lord. Oh, yes, and those don't see any way out, Lord, make the way out, Lord. Bring them out of the storm that they are in, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And close doors that should be closed, Heavenly Father, that should be closed to us, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue ordering our steps, Lord, and helping us to make good choices, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, and praying for those that may be strung out on drugs, Heavenly Father, whatever kind of drugs or addiction they may be addicted to, Lord, set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, there's nothing that you cannot do, so we ask that you set them free, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that been in surgery this year that's still in recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, and those that going into the hospital this month, Lord, those that was in the hospital this month, last month, Lord. Oh, Lord, let it be a speedy recovery for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that haven't made it to surgery, that scheduled for surgery, let it be with the doctors, the techs, the nurses, Heavenly Father, and comfort them as they go under, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let it be successful, Almighty God. And continue lifting us up, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that may be weak, Lord, those don't have patience, give them patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, those don't have peace, Lord, give them peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, and comfort those of us that may need comforting, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that's not saved, Lord, that they become to know you, Lord, and make that decision to accept you as their Savior, Almighty God. Those that are in need of jobs, Lord, put someone in their path to tell them about a job that they can get hired, make it more than enough to get by, Heavenly Father. Those that are in need of financial assistance, Lord, we're praying for finance for them, Heavenly Father. You are our provider, Lord. Provide for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know our heart, Lord. We're asking that you meet our needs, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on to Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory, and we all agree with one another and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So this is the 10th month, which is October 2023. Let's focus on the future and leave all our regrets, should have, could have, and failures in the past. We must stand on God's promises, walking in faith, hoping and believing that what we pray for is answered if it's God's will. We have to be patient. As the saying goes, haste is a waste, patience is a virtue. And this is a key to success in life. You set your goals, you make your plans, take actions, and then wait. Let's look forward to the rest of this year being our season. In Jesus' name, yes, yes, yes. So at this time, what we're going to do, we're going to do a corporate prayer. If you didn't get your prayer request out there or while we're praying, something comes to your mind, then you can call those out while we are praying. So everyone unmute your phone and come in and let's do a corporate prayer.
Amen. I want to pray for Mary. Something's wrong with her car. So let's just pray for Mary, too. I just want to put that out there. Thank you. So, Lord, we just thank you today for this time of prayer, God. Thank you, Lord, today for just blessing us to be able to come together. Thank you, Lord, for your love, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now, God. Your marvelous in our eyes, God. Thank you, Lord, today for our sister Gladys, granddaughter. Harriet, twins, oh God, that you bless those twins, oh God, to come to fruition, oh God, to full term, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that they continue to grow healthy and strong in the womb, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy
Lord,
your right hand, oh God, because we know that you're the one who guides children, oh God. And thank you for these things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We pray for marriages across the land, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray for joy in the marriage, oh God. We pray for unity within the marriage, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for peace to the
We pray for
Denver. So powerful, God. You are doing great things, God. Marvelous in our eyes, God. Thank you for strength, God, for having the gladness, Lord. Thank you for the gladness, Lord. Thank you for the brothers here today. Thank you for the wonderful, God. Glenda, Lord,
Teresa, God. Thank you for working out your bonds.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, pray for this
Kareem Dorby family, oh God.
Oh,
you bless
yes,
that
God.
Family, oh God. Heal the hurt and the pain this morning, oh God.
You
in
know,
the name of Jesus,
to,
Lord,
yeah,
in the death of those people in the
oh,
family, God.
Name.
Lord, there are others in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask and give her wisdom, Lord, on how to get the car repaired, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray God today that our leaders help us, Lord, that you will help us make good decisions concerning the people, God. In the name of Jesus, my Kula, Shaitan, my Kula, and my Shida. Yes, Lord, yes, my God, God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank all of our grandchildren, God, our sons and grandchildren, God. And great-grandchildren, if anybody has great-grandchildren that you bless the great-children, draw them to you, God, the nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles, oh God, draw them, Lord Jesus, and they will come running after you, God, and they will have a desire for you, God. In the name of Jesus, we'll pray God today for Gladys' relative who was taken over to the jail, oh God, and our lady, God, who will find a place they want to get out, oh God. Even jail, oh God, and they will release from jail, God, that you help God along the way, God, that you will trust God. And we pray that road so vital, God. Appreciate the word that you have shared with us, and part of what we heard is that we must be confident in Jesus and that he will finish what he has started. And as you all talked about Moses, it was just so awesome how everything will be fine, how you just encouraged us to know that everything will be fine, just as it was for Moses. I mean, they went through a lot, but God was still there with them. So we thank God for you today and what you have shared, and pray that God continues to pour back into you what you have poured into us. And we're just thanking God for this opportunity to start our fast on this week. On Wednesday, we will be doing starting our fast, and our theme this month is Rekindling the Passion to Fast and Pray. And once again, we thank the Horsley's, Apostle Horsley, and his wife,
Evangelist Wonderland for getting these scriptures together for us. And two of them, I'm going to read them, but they did give us some others, and I'll just tell you what they are, and we can just put these as part of your fast. So if you want to go ahead, I mean, if you haven't received the text, I sent a text to everyone, but you can write it down again so you'll have it handy. So Joel chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Praise the Lord for that." And then Luke chapter 2, verse 37 says, "And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day." And that lady's name was Anna. So we want to, you know, think about what she did, and we may not be able to do what she did as far as staying in the temple day and night, but we can certainly fast and pray and intercede on others' behalf. Also, the scriptures that they gave us was Daniel chapter 10, verse 3, Esther chapter 4, verse 16, and 2 Samuel chapter 1 and verse number 12. So let us prepare ourselves for this fast that is coming up. And as I share often, write down what God has talked to you about. You know, there are things that God will share with us as we're going through our fast. And, you know, we'll know what to do in the future and how God is moving by his Spirit. So as we're leaving today, I just want to cover all the prayers, cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and I decree we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and or My Life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I speak blessings over your life. I pray that God will continue to double, triple, multiply everything that you have poured into other people, into this ministry, into myself. I thank God for that. This morning, I decree that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds' feet, and he will help us to walk upon high places. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. I decree today that the Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. I decree that the Lord lift up his countenance, his face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that the Lord God will continue to help us to be where we need to be, that he covers us with the blood of Jesus. And I decree today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I decree today that we will resist that devil and he will flee from us in the name of Jesus. And I decree today that the Lord gives us strength when we are weary, when we are weary, and to him who has no might, you increase power. So as we are leaving today, I want everyone to remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us continue to grow in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day and a lovely week.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.